Thank you for calling customer support.
Hi, I did a survey, and I was supposed to get this watch for like $7 or $8, and it's on my account now, which is fine. But you know, when I was getting these watches, it kept sending me to get something else, and I couldn't find where to just get the watches. So I ordered all this stuff that I did not want, because it's kind of deceiving how you guys have that set up. And now I want to know what I can do, because I don't really want all this extra stuff that was on there.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your zip code so I can try to locate an account?
Yes, it's on 48180.
One moment. And can I have that zip code, please?
It's 48180.
And your first and last name?
Roxanne Hall, HALL.
And Ms. Hall, can you verify your shipping address, please?
It's 6854 Burr Street, Taylor, Michigan, 48180.
Thank you. And I show you have the premium wireless earbuds, lifetime warranty, the fitness tracker, and the replacement colored straps.
Okay, yeah, warranty. The extra things were warranty, earbuds, and replacement straps. Now, do these watches come with straps already?
No, ma'am.
So you have to buy the straps separate.
Yes, ma'am.
It do, you know, in the picture, it shows the whole watch with the straps that you're getting free. See how deceiving that is?
Well, no, ma'am. That's not just the price of it. It's a 14-day trial period. So after the 14 days, you'll be billed for that watch.
Oh, it's not $7.97.
No, ma'am.
I thought that was your gift for doing a survey. You know what? I want to cancel this whole order then. I don't want any of it.
Okay, it is already sent out, so you'll have to send them back, ma'am. Or what I can do is give you a 35% discount.
Well, actually, my bank is saying something about not paying for it, so I could just click on that altogether. That's why I'm calling you, because the bank is wondering why I have all these charges. So,
Okay, because when you came on the line, you said that you just didn't want those products. You were trying to only get the watch. So
right,
now
okay,
it's the bank.
no, you're right. That's what I said, but on my bank thing here it says, "Do you recognize these charges?" And I mean, I do, but I can put I don't. But I don't want to do that. I just want these, so I have to send all of this back to you. And then I'll get my money back.
One moment.
That
Let me see, because due to the COVID-19, we haven't taken our products back. So one moment, please.
okay, so you guys did not list none of that stuff on the front of your site. You never said that this was a 21-day trial, that I'd be charged for the whole watch. It never said anything about COVID-19. You guys did not not that this is anything against you. I'm not trying to be a bitch, but I'm just saying it was not, none of that was stated. Now you're telling me that I'm going to have to pay for something that I was only supposed to pay seven something for, because it never said it was a 21-day trial.
Yes, ma'am, and I apologize. No, there is a no return policy. It doesn't say on the site that you can return those products back. There is a $15 convenience fee.
But there is nothing on there that says that it's a 21-day trial and that I'm going to be charged more.
It's 14.
Whatever. It doesn't say none of that on there. All right, I'm just going to call my bank and have them dispute the whole thing, because you guys lied. Or deceived, whatever the word you want to use, to get someone to buy your products that were supposed to be a survey gift.
Well, yes, ma'am. I apologize. You just called, when you called in, you said that you didn't want none of the extra products. Today's the 22nd.
Well,
you placed this order on the 19th. So if you didn't want those products, you waited till the tracking number came out to the where there's nothing that the company can do. If you didn't want those in the same 24 hours, we would have canceled the whole account out, ma'am.
Okay, so like I said, I'm just going to try to dispute this with my bank, because I, you guys deceived me by not revealing all of the things you should have, and now I'm going to be stuck. How much is it going to cost me later after the 14-day trial?
Yes, let me see how much those earbuds are.
Because I really didn't need the watches. I already have one. I was going to give them away as gifts because I thought they were $7.97.
Yes, the earbuds are $62.95, and the watch is
$43.98. Yeah. No, see, I don't want to pay for none of that. So, what am I supposed to do here? I'm gonna talk to my bank and see if I can dispute this. And you don't want the products back, because I don't. If I'm not gonna pay for them, I don't want them either. So, what do you want me to do with them?
You can discard them however you like, ma'am. It's gonna be a 15% convenience fee on them.
What does that mean? What's 15%?
Because you can't send them back, so it's a convenience charge. You had 24 hours, even 48 hours. You had until the tracking number came out. You waited 3 to 4 days before calling in saying you didn't want the product after it was already being shipped.
Well, I'm sitting here with COVID myself, and I'm not always up to checking
sorry.
My email. So,
yeah,
it sucks. COVID is not fun, trust me. But anyway, so I don't know. I don't know what to do, because I don't want to pay all that money. So I guess I'll just have to dispute it through the bank. I don't really know what to do, because I've never had this problem before.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, there's going to be a 15% convenience fee because we have a no return product. But I went ahead and canceled it out. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
So you're canceling this out, and you're going to charge me a 15% convenience fee, and you just want me to
on each product
discard this on each product. Well, what's the same thing as a whole total? It's the same thing. You have no idea how much that's going to be.
No, ma'am. It says generated 15% of each one.
Okay. All righty.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thanks, you as well.
Bye-bye.